You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the increased use of software to track how employees are spending their time. There's a story in the New York Times today about a program called Hubstaff, and it measures which websites you use, how much time you're on them, where you are, and what you're doing. It sends it to your boss. So for example, my boss today would know that I've spent a good portion of the morning responding to emails, a whole bunch of it in Zoom meetings, some of it reading technology news, some of it preparing to talk about surveillance software, all the stuff I've done, some of it wasted on Twitter. So there's a whole mix of things that get sent. You can see why use of this is increasing. Everybody is working from home. It is harder to monitor whether somebody is being productive when they're working from home. When they're at the office, you can check in, you have kind of an ambient awareness of how well they're working. The disadvantage is it's creepy, and there are all kinds of potential privacy violations and ways this could be misused. The way that managers could look at data in a certain light to do unfortunate things to employees that don't deserve them. So it's one of those classic responses to the pandemic. You can see why it's happening, but it's at a cost. Anyway, I'll monitor the rest of websites that I'm looking at and post them online here someday. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.